You let some girl get her hooks on you, and you're dead. Come on, fellas.
Wally?
What do you want, Beeve?
You don't like that Mary Ellen, huh?
Yeah, she's too stuck up. She thinks she's pretty.
But she is pretty.
Yeah, but she doesn't have to act like she is.
Leave it to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Hey, Wally, I said keep stirring the beans. I'll stick to the pot.
Okay, Dad, but I think they're stuck already.
Well, just stir them. Oh, Beaver, I said fill the water glasses, son, not the tray.
Oh, it's so hard to pour. It's kind of loose.
Yeah.
Dad?
Yeah?
What time's Mom getting home?
Well, she should be home by now. She went to that meeting at your school. Here, Beaver, you better get the butter on. Go ahead, son. Get the butter on.
You know, Dad, eating dinner sure a lot easier than cooking it.
Yeah, and we started. You said there was nothing to it.
Beaver, you, I thought I told you to get the butter out.
Yes, Dad.
Now, let's see,
Well, hello, everybody.
Hi.
How we doing?
Oh, just fine, just fine.
Good.
Oh, too well done. Beans are sticking.
Hello, dear.
Hi.
Oh, Beaver, honey, not lengthwise. What a mess. Bean, why don't you and Wally put the glasses on the table?
Okay, Mom.
Well, everything was going just fine, June.
Hey, Dad, how's your burnt finger?
Wally, you better get that water on the table. Well, how was the meeting?
Oh, fine. Mrs. Delaney made quite a speech. Seems there's a lack of social awareness in the 8th grade.
Such as?
Such as the boys aren't as aware of the girls as the girls are aware of the boys.
Oh. Well, I don't believe I achieved the full power of my awareness until I was in high school. What did Mrs. Delaney suggest?
Well, they've got an 8th grade dance plan for this Saturday night. They put me on the committee. You know, that's funny. Wally hasn't mentioned the dance, has he? Hope his gray suit still fits him.
Well, you got the water on the table, boys?
No, Dad, we put it in the glasses.
Hey, Wally, your mother was just telling me there's a dance at school.
Yeah, I know.
Who are you going to take? Take?
Yeah, take. You're surely not going to a dance alone.
Oh, of course not, Dad. I'm going with Eddie Haskell.
Well, I believe the idea of this dance was to get the boys and the girls together.
Gee, no fooling, Dad.
I hope it doesn't turn out like Christine's party. The boys all just stood around, and we had to dance with ourselves.
Oh, my mother says that it's because some boys are just shy with girls.
You suppose they're as scared of us as we are of them?
You must freak out.
Boy, the team sure does look good this year.
Yeah, yeah.
Hi, Wally.
Well,
hi, girls.
Hi, girls.
Hi, men.
You know, I might just go with Wally Cleaver.
Like fun you will. He's not taking a girl. He's told everyone he's going with Eddie Haskell.
You just wait and see.
Hurry up, boys. It's after 8.
They're getting a late start for school, aren't they?
I had to send them back upstairs. We had a little sock problem.
Sock?
Beaver wasn't wearing any, and Wally had on a pair of yours.
Oh. Now, how could Wally wear...
Hold at the toe bag.
Well, you've had 3 days now for some gentle hints. How are you coming along with Wally's date for Saturday night?
Well, quite a few of the mothers have called up to see if Wally would go with their daughters.
Yeah? Was he impressed?
First two girls I mentioned, he made a face, and the third one, he said, "Are you kidding?"
Well, here they come. Why don't you try another one?
Well, I'm okay now, Mom. I got on a pair of my own. So long, Dad.
So long, son. Oh, Wally, did you put the socks where I can find them?
Oh, sure, Dad. They're right up on the hall table.
Couldn't possibly miss them there.
Wally, do you know who I ran into in the market yesterday? Mrs. Sutton. She has a daughter in your class, and she was saying...
I told you before, Mom. I'm going with Eddie Haskell. So long.
Well, now, I wouldn't be discouraged, dear. I think there's real hope for him. After all, he didn't make a face this time.
I got socks on now, Mom.
Hey, that's some hairdo you got there, Beef.
Yeah, I'm eating in the cafeteria with a new friend.
Well, that's nice, Beaver. Must be some special friend to get all spruced up.
Well, you won't tell Wally, will you?
Of course not, Beaver.
Well, it's Mary Ellen Rogers. We eat together for 3 days now. Well, I gotta get going. Don't tell Wally, because we're both supposed to hate girls.
Sure, Beaver.
Well, bye, Mom. Bye, Dad.
Bye.
How do you like that little character? Sounds like he's got a girl.
Where'd you know Mary Ellen Rogers? Well, she must be 13 years old.
Oh, Harry's daughter?
Uh-huh. Well, she's in Wally's class.
Well, I wouldn't worry about the Beaver. This sort of thing's happened before, you know. I understand Josephine was 8 years older than Napoleon.
I saved you a pair. It's kind of squashy on one side.
Oh, well, no thank you, Beaver.
Hey, Mary Ellen, tomorrow's Saturday. Can I come over in the morning and run your father's electric trains again?
Well, I don't know, Beaver. I think my mother was sort of mad yesterday.
On account of the engine going off the tracks?
No, she doesn't like me to have a boy over by myself.
Oh.
It might be all right, though, if you brought somebody.
Oh, sure. I'll bring my friend, Larry Mondello.
Well, I mean a bigger person.
Gee, Larry weighs 145 pounds.
I was thinking of an older person. Well, like your brother Wally.
I don't think he'd come. He hates girls.
Well, then, I'm very sorry, Beaver, but you'd better not come over.
Well, I can at least ask him. I don't know if he ever knew a girl with electric trains before.
Well, you let me know.
Good morning. I'm sorry, dear. I guess I kind of overslept this morning.
Well, that's all right, dear. I just ran your coffee through the grounds again.
Thank you. I'll take it the way it is. Well, this is the day of the big dance, isn't it?
Uh-huh. Finally talked Wally into wearing his gray suit. He wanted to go in a turtleneck sweater.
How about Beaver and his December and May romance? Anything more on that?
No, but something seemed to be upsetting him this morning. Hardly touched his breakfast.
Well, if he's going to be interested in women, he'll have to get used to a certain amount of misery.
Now, how many women have ever made you miserable?
Well, now, June, you don't expect me to answer a question like that.
Sit down, dear. I'll burn you some toast. Ward.
Uh-huh.
Do you know who I think Wally's going to dance with?
Eddie Haskell.
I don't think so. I'll just bet you anything that he ends up going with Mary Ellen Rogers.
Why?
I don't know. I just got a feeling. Maybe it's because her mother drives that Jaguar.
Oh.
Hey, Beef, it'll go on easier if you stand up.
I think I tried this way.
I never heard of anybody getting dressed sitting in a chair before.
Why stand up to do something you can do sitting down? What you gonna do today, Wally?
Well, I was gonna mess around with Chester and Eddie. Chester got a sore throat, so I guess I'll just mess around with Eddie.
You're always messing around with those guys. I thought you'd like to mess around with some other guys.
Yeah? Like who?
Like Mary Ellen Rogers.
I don't want to mess around with her.
Because her father's got electric trains.
No fooling? What kind of electric trains?
A whole big set.
Is that why you've been talking to Mary Ellen in the cafeteria?
Yeah. I've been over to her house. I even jumped a train right off the track.
Well, electric trains are okay, Beaver, but... Well, Mary Ellen's a girl. Because you run an electric train with a girl.
She's really not so much like a girl. She can make a muscle and everything.
Yeah, but still.
Why don't you come over with me, Wally? And we could both have fun running electric trains.
Yeah, but Mary Ellen will still be there.
She'll probably be up washing her hair or something. Why don't you come with me, Wally? They're real neat trains.
They are, huh?
They sure are.
Well, maybe I will. Then I can mess around with Eddie tonight at the dance.
Sure you can.
I'm sorry, Eddie. I don't know where Wally went. He went off someplace with a beaver. Wouldn't you just have to mess around with someone else today? What? No, I'm sorry, Eddie, but Wally is not wearing his turtleneck sweater to the dance tonight. Well, thank you, Eddie. It's nice to talk to you, too. Goodbye.
June, where are the boys? I want to find out which one of them used my hedge clippers to cut tar paper with.
Well, they went out and... Well, I guess I did it.
You used my hedge clippers to cut tar paper with?
Well... I was lining the window boxes and, well, the clippers got so gummed up they wouldn't cut anything.
June, you... Boys are out, huh?
Uh-huh, they went out about a half an hour ago. They both left here with their hair combed.
I don't know why that bothers me, but it does.
Wally. Boy, they sure are. Your father must be okay, Mary Ellen.
Yeah, and he's hardly ever around.
Are we going to run the electric trains no more?
Well, I thought we could all have some ginger ale or something.
That's okay with me.
Me too.
Beaver, why don't you get it? There's a lot of stuff in the icebox.
Me?
Would you please, Beaver?
Okay.
This is a nice room. Oh.
Thank you.
We're going to get algebra next year. You think you're going to like it?
Oh, I don't know. All those silly X's and Y's.
Yeah. But I'm going to take it, though, because I'm going to be an engineer. My dad says you can't count on your fingers.
An engineer? My.
Yeah.
Wally, you've got curly hair.
Well, I put junk on it, but what can you do?
Yeah. are you going to that dance tonight?
Well, yeah, my mom's kind of making me. I think she's on the committee or something.
I wouldn't go at all. But if I don't, well, the other girls will think I'm stuck up.
You mean you don't want to go much either?
Oh, no. And I think it's awful the way some of these girls like Kathleen and Frances will just do anything to get a boy to take them.
Aren't you going with a boy?
Oh, no. I wouldn't go at all except, well, you know how it is.
Yeah, I wouldn't go either, but my mom's on the committee or something.
You know, Wally, I was just thinking. You're going to have to go, and, well, I'm going to have to go. Maybe...
Wally!
Donuts!
Hey, great, babe.
How come you guys stopped talking when I come in?
Did we?
Yeah. How come you're not running the electric trains?
Well, Beaver, I thought you were going to get us some ginger ale.
Oh, yeah, I guess I forgot. When I come back, we can run the electric trains.
Well, what do you think, Wally?
Huh? Oh, they're real good donuts.
Well, I mean about the dance. I mean, after all, it looks like we're both going to have to go, even though neither one of us is going to like it. And I was just thinking, maybe we could go together.
Well, why would we do that for?
Well, if you don't like something, it's always good to have someone with you not to like it with. If you know what I mean.
Oh, sure. Like up at scout camp, when it's your turn to bury the garbage, they always let you do it in pairs.
Then you think I'm right about the dance?
Well, I guess so.
I found the ginger ale.
Oh, thank you, Beaver.
I put ice in it and everything. You stop talking again.
Beaver, why don't you go out and have yours in the kitchen?
Why? I want to have it with you guys.
Well, Wally and I are talking about something important. Aren't we, Wally?
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, I think I'll drink my ginger ale, and then I'll go home. Will you be coming then, Wally?
Well...
Oh, he'll be along later, Beaver.
Yeah. I guess I'll be along later.
Oh, yeah. Well, so long. Hey, Wally.
Yeah?
What do you do that for?
I don't know. Kids are always doing something goofy.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, babe.
What you doing there?
Cleaning the tar off these hedge clippers.
How did it get there?
Your mother cut tar paper with them.
Aren't you supposed to cut hedges with them?
That's right.
Then how come Mom cut tar paper with them?
Well, Beaver, that's one of the things it's not given us to understand about women.
You know a lot about women, don't you, Dad?
Yeah, I guess so.
Dad, cowboys and Indians... There's good guys and bad guys, isn't there?
Mm-hmm.
Is it the same with women?
Yeah, Beaver, I guess you could say there's good ones and bad ones.
Do you know Mary Ellen Rogers?
Yeah, I've seen her.
Do you think she's a good one or a bad one?
Well, now, Beaver, why would you ask a question like that? I thought Mary Ellen was a good friend of yours.
So did I. But I brought Wally over there. They both looked at each other, and they told me to drink my ginger ale in the kitchen.
Uh-huh. Well, Beaver, I'm afraid Mary Ellen may have just got friendly with you so she could get Wally to take her to the dance tonight.
I'm afraid so, too.
You know, I think you learned quite a lot about women today. You can count yourself fortunate that you learned with something as inexpensive as ginger ale.
You know, Dad, now it's all over with. I feel kind of silly.
Well, Beaver, I'll tell you something about women. They have a wonderful capacity for love and understanding. Their tenderness and their sweetness are all-encompassing. But at times, they do have a knack of making us men look very, very silly.
I heard that, Ward Cleaver.
Oh, hi, Mom.
Yeah, hi, Mom.
Hi. Ward, you ought to be ashamed of yourself, putting ideas like that in the Beaver's mind.
Oh, yeah? Do you know what Mary Ellen Rogers did? She used the Beaver in order to get Wally to take her to the dance tonight. And don't look so shocked, because it's exactly what you predicted she'd do.
I'm not shocked. As a woman, I'm very proud of Mary Ellen.
You mean you think women should act this way?
It's the way women have to act. Well, if we sat around and waited until you men got interested in us and got good and ready to settle down and have families, why, this whole continent of America would be nothing but buffaloes, jackrabbits, and grizzly bears.
Now, look, June.
Now, I'm going to go up and I'm going to lay out Wally's gray suit. You call the florist and you order a corsage for Mary Ellen.
Yes, dear.
Did you win, Dad?
Well, Beaver, sometimes I'm not sure whether us men are ever supposed to win. Do you understand any of this, Beaver?
Not exactly. But I think beginning Monday, I'll stay with my friend, Laurie Mandola, again.
Dad's waiting in the car, Mr. Cleaver.
Oh, good, good.
Wally'll be down in a minute, Mary Ellen. Oh. My, you look nice.
Oh, thank you.
I hope the corsage was all right.
Oh, yes. Wally has wonderful taste.
Well.
Hello, Wally.
Hi. Wally, aren't you going to tell Mary Ellen how nice she looks?
Gee, Mom, I was going to tell her that when we got outside.
Have a good time, kids.
Good night.
Yeah,
good night.
Oh, say, Wally. Have a good time, Wally.
Yeah, sure, Dad.
Yeah.
Well, Beaver, you didn't even speak to Mary Ellen.
You're not still mad at her, are you?
Not exactly. I just didn't want to let her know I knew she was there. Good night.
Good night.
Thank you. Thank you.